We are inundated with numbers and statistics every day, be it COVID-19 related, political polling, economic data, or even with sports. But while these stats can be really important, my next guest says we're not always that well equipped to understand them. Tim Harford aims to help us out with his new book, The Data Detective, 10 Easy Rules to Make Sense of Statistics. I spoke with him recently and asked in terms of the sheer quantity of statistics and numbers that are thrown at us on a pretty daily basis right now, if he's seeing an increase in the amount of numbers and stats that people are having to try to comprehend.
Well, I'm not going to try to bewilder you by giving you a statistic about the increase in statistics, but I think just common sense says yes. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One is we've all just got these powerful computers all around us. It's very, very easy, even for someone just using Facebook or Twitter, to put together a quick graph. And those sorts of statistical visuals often catch people's attention. So there's a kind of the media and social media ecosystem are pushing it, but also coronavirus. The last year, we've been trying to understand this thing. And I think it's demonstrated what I've actually been arguing in my book all along. I mean, it's a heck of a way to be proved right, that there's more to statistics than just trying to win an argument. Statistics are like an MRI scanner or a telescope for an astronomer or radar. They're showing us things we can't see in any other way. So, of course, scientists are trying to get a handle on this threat using statistics, and then the statistics could just get filtered to the rest of us.
It's an interesting analogy to use, you know, radar or a telescope or an MRI, because I think for a lot of lay people, when they look at the results from those things, they maybe don't really know what they're looking at. And it strikes me that statistics in many ways are the same thing.
I think that is true. I mean, the danger is when you think you know what you're looking at, but actually you really don't. Very often, statistics mislead us, not because the numbers themselves are wrong, but because we leap to conclusions about what's really being measured. So I mean, things like the fatality rate of the virus. Well, the fatality rate of the virus, do you mean the case fatality rate? Do you mean the infection fatality rate? Do you mean the population mortality rate? I mean, I'm not trying to open a big bag of epidemiology all over the show, but these things are different things. And it can be very hard when we're confronted with a number to actually know what that number is really referring to. I think the message that I have, though, is it's not as difficult as you might think to ask smart questions that very rapidly put things into context.
How do people try to get that? Because I have heard, and I'm sure you have heard over the last year or so, the phrase, I'm just not that good at math, more than I have in pretty much any other year of my life.
Yeah, it's strange that people will boast that they're not good at math, whereas they won't so readily boast that they've never read a good book, or they don't know anything about Shakespeare. But anyway, I guess that's by the by. We shouldn't worry about that. I think the good news is a lot of understanding statistics is not about having a lot of math. It's not about complicated calculations. In any case, we've all got a calculator in our pockets, right? All our phones have calculators built in. The questions you need to ask are quite simple. So, for example, ask yourself, am I having an emotional reaction to the claim that I'm reading? If it's making me feel vindicated, oh yeah, my side are winning the argument, or if it's making you feel afraid or angry, that's probably a sign that you're not thinking as clearly as you could be. And just noticing that calms you down and you're instantly better informed. Then a second question to ask is, can I compare this number to something else? That's usually a good way to put something into context. We're talking about trillions of dollars of stimulus, or we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people dying. They're just terrifyingly big numbers, but without any context, it can be hard to interpret. So those are not complicated questions, and the math involved is generally something a 10-year-old can do. We just need to slow down for long enough to actually start thinking.
One of the points you make in your book is the idea that when you look at a chart or even just a number, you have to look at not only what is there, but what is not there and try to get the context of what the statistic is. I'm curious in your mind, you know, we talk about so much how polarized society is and how divided we are. I'm curious how much you think it has to do with the way that people use numbers and the way that people look at numbers.
I think polarization strongly influences what we believe, and that's true whether there are numbers involved or whether there aren't. We know all too well, it's a painful truth, that two people with different political views can just look at this, what seem to be the same facts, and reach completely different conclusions. But it does get more complex with numbers because they can show us things we couldn't see in any other way, and that's great, but they can also lead us astray in subtle ways. And very often it is just a case of not realizing that something is missing.
Well, so how much in your mind of the responsibility for explaining that context lies on the person or people who are producing the numbers, and how much of it should rest with the people who are consuming the numbers?
I think the responsibility lies firmly with the people who are producing the numbers. We've got to be honest, they're not always going to live up to that responsibility, or even if, say, the scientists or the epidemiologists do their job, then those numbers can be stripped again of context by lazy media reporting or by social media or by people who are actively trying to mislead us. And so we've all got to take responsibility because, look, I can't control what the CDC does. I can't control what the New York Times does. I can't control what Fox News does, but I can control my reaction and how I process these things. So I need to look out for is there a clear definition? Is there an explanation of what I'm seeing? Has somebody linked to sources so I can sort of go and check things out? If the journalist that I'm reading, if the source that I'm reading is giving me that sort of valuable context and explanation, then that should be reassuring. And if it's just some GIF on Facebook, or maybe a GIF, I don't know, just one of these graphics on Facebook, and it's vague about the source, and it's getting me extremely excited. It demands an emotional reaction. It's a really shocking claim, but there's no context. That's probably the kind of thing I should just be deleting and not forwarding to all my friends.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. That is Tim Harford, the author of The Data Detective, 10 Easy Rules to Make Sense of Statistics. Tim, it was really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Don't fear the numbers, Lauren.
I fear the numbers every day, Mark.
Nothing to be afraid of, just numbers. Take ownership.